Some stockings won't be hanging by the fireplace this year, rather they will be filled with necessities such as warm clothes and gift cards and laid out at the bench on December 23 for those less fortunate. The initiative was started by sisters Lori McIntyre and Cindy Dietrich Koster along with their cousin Carrie Aston Sekenda. Going by the name Close Loving Cousins, or CLC for short, the group intends to stuff 75 stockings to distribute to those who need a helping hand this holiday season. My oldest cousin, Carrie, came up with the idea that maybe we could do a stocking project for the homeless and less fortunate, said McIntyre. Having gone down to the bench with longtime advocate for the less fortunate Ed Pickersgill, the idea to help was born and the planning began. The bench is a grassroots endeavor that distributes food, clothing and other essentials on Windham Street each afternoon. With COVID, it has just gotten worse with different places the homeless and less fortunate go in Guelph closing, and we just felt that a little bit of cheer for them would be nice, so we talked to Ed and he said 75 or more people come to the bench, said McIntyre. Using the advice from Pickersgill, the trio will be stuffing stockings with items for men, who are the primary frequenters of the bench, but will also be stuffing some stockings with items geared towards women and even some for children. What we tried to do was get half and half, so half men and half women, and if we get more men that's fine, and he did say, Ed, that some people who come to the bench bring their kids. So, the three of us have went out and begun getting some little gifts for the kids, said McIntyre. The group went to the store and bought out the supply of stockings, with nearly 100 stockings in their possession should the number of donations exceed and fill beyond the initial 75. McIntyre described her reasoning for taking this donation approach to those less fortunate, citing growing up in a family of nine which included seven children and was under financial constraint. We kind of know what it's like, although we did have a roof over our heads, we had nothing, said McIntyre. Being in a more fortunate living situation now, McIntyre and her siblings began to buy food and necessities to give back to the local community. We would give back every year, so it's just like a natural nature to us and we are so excited to do this, said McIntyre. Since sharing their initial idea, donations have poured in from across Guelph with one person donating a bag of hats that were hand-knitted. McIntyre said she is overwhelmed by the support thus far from the Guelph community and is thankful to everyone who has helped with donations to fill the stockings. Each member of the CLC will be placing donation boxes outside their homes, which are at 7 Brentwood Drive, 109 Guelph Street and 174 Don Avenue. Items that are in high demand are warm winter gloves, thermal underlayers, feminine products, deodorant and any hygiene products.